The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number three. 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow, no, at Producer T. Scott. Damn it, almost got a perfect game. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. We're broadcasting live from Luke's Ice House, 2325 Calder Avenue in Beaumont. And I've had a chance on the last couple breaks to meet a lot of cool people who love the show. So appreciate you guys coming out. Appreciate Luke's having us. Beaumont's always going to be special to us because you guys caught on to us before Houston did. We were always big over here. It took a while for H-Town to figure it out. And now both the Popes are here, so I feel like it's a real, you know, it's an appearance now. We're actually here in Beaumont.
You missed your chance with Lauren before her husband got here.
Yeah, well, I'm always late. Yeah, so we know how that goes.
It happens.
Waiting on R.J. Bell, and you know, he's finishing up his national show, so he'll join us any second, and when he does, we'll dive into the NFL. What was that, Tyler? Oh, okay. Well, let's quit screwing around then and go directly to the gambling guru of the universe. And I don't know if AJ's been listening to your show this week so that he can basically throw your picks
hawk
at you.
Hawk his picks.
Yeah. But what's going on, RJ?
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Okay, yeah.
What's happening?
How you doing, RJ?
Good. I tell you, AJ was on it last week. You are true about that, Fred.
Yeah, unfortunately, that Ravens pick that I was so excited about didn't work out. And at the end of the day, it didn't really matter how sharp I was.
Well, listen, we talked about our super contest, the $5,000 gold that we were two games out, our team, our pregame team, and we went 3-1-1. So now we're only 1.5 games out and only a couple people in between us and 700K. The one loser was the Ravens. So, to me, looking at that game, you got to be impressed by the way the Saints played. But, boy, Tucker makes that extra point, which he does almost always. Then we're probably 50% to cover, right? Because I think the Ravens are slightly above 50% to win the game. But there is a small chance of a tie. So, -2.5, we were 50%. So, yeah, we would have been lucky if we won, but it wasn't that bad of a pick.
Well, both those teams play, at least they play in interesting games this week, at least have interesting lines. The Ravens are a team that I was actually hoping to back this week, but the numbers moved so much, and even from the look-ahead line last week, that it's getting to where it's almost an untouchable game for me. But Fred and I were talking earlier this week, I guess Monday or Tuesday, about how the Ravens are an underrated offensive team. Like, when we think about the Ravens, we think, oh, well, they're a bad offensive team. But the metrics say they're a pretty good offensive team. And with the Panthers, we think, oh, well, they're a good defensive team. But the metrics say they're not that good defensively. And I'm looking for all these reasons to play Baltimore, but the number moving the way it did just turns me off from this game. What do you think caused that number movement, and how do you explain it?
You might think I'm kidding here, but what you just said is the difference between a wannabe sharp and a true sharp. And let me explain. A wannabe sharp, and I'll even say the guys on the radio who are known for picking games and known for being fairly sharp, they typically will have a gut feeling, wait a minute, Panthers should not have won last week. But everyone's looking, saying, oh, the Panthers won. Cam Newton's back, baby, Superman. And they figure, I want to fade that. And oh, by the way, the Ravens, they could have won. It was a coin flip. They lost. So on one hand, you have a team, the Ravens, that could have won but didn't. in a team, the Panthers, that shouldn't have won but did. That is the classic makings of, boy, Ravens are going to get a lot of value. Except this line doesn't indicate that at all. The look-ahead line, and you mentioned it, the look-ahead line is the concept of a week ahead you can bet these games. Now, they are very instructional, the look-ahead lines, because it tells us what's changed in the last week. Because you have a one game each for both teams, unless they're on a bye, between the look-ahead and then the opener for the week of the game. And in this case, the Ravens were about pick 'em in the look-ahead, and now they're favored by 2.5, moving towards 3. So wait a minute. The instinct of fade the Panthers, back the Ravens, was right, except the marketplace isn't adjusting based upon those biases that we just laid out, and thus to take the Ravens laying almost 3 on the road would mean the Ravens would be a 9-point favorite at home. It's 6 points if you flip home fields. Who in the right mind thinks the Ravens should be minus Nobody. 9 hosting the Panthers? And Carolina is one of the sneakiest good home teams in the NFL. They're 26-6 straight up at home. They've won 8 straight at home. And this year, they're 3-0 at home, and they've rushed for nearly 500 yards in those 3 games. That's over 150 a game. So you've got a sneaky good home team in Carolina that's 26-6, and all they've got to do is win the game against a Ravens team who is now playing their 4th road game in 5 weeks. And oh, by the way, they play the Steelers next week. I think the Panthers are a sneaky good pick. My only concern, Cam Newton's shoulder, reports on Thursday was he was making all the throws, but the line keeps moving, which makes me wonder, is Cam hurt more than people realize? That's my only pause.
Well, the other half of that Saints-Ravens game was the Saints, who also playing. They're going to be playing their 4th road game in their last 5, and their one home game was a Monday night game against the Redskins, you know, obviously with all the emotion and stuff around Drew Brees. I feel like they're a team that may be drained, and obviously a team that I don't really look to play the Saints when they're on the road anyway. But on the road at Minnesota, who I think is a really good home field advantage, and then look ahead to the Rams next week, it seems like the Vikings are in a pretty good spot here.
I agree. Probably my best bet of the week. On ESPN New York, I'm doing a challenge with Chris Canty, a former Giant. I do a segment on Thursday with Michael Kay, and on Friday it's Canty and Dave Rothenberg up there. And Canty was one of these typical former players, like, who's this Vegas guy? I bet he never, ever had a concussion before, or whatever he was thinking. But I got to give him credit. When I challenged him and I said, well, let's bet 5,000, one pick a week the rest of the year, and we'll give the winner, you know, winner will give to charity, right? So he said, yes, let's do it. Now, I was surprised and impressed. Now, unfortunately, I went 0-1 last week with the Ravens, and he won with the Pats. So it's all the way through the Super Bowl, so we're fine. But this is the game I gave him and gave the New York guys, the Vikings. You again, AJ, great handicap. Zimmer at home as the Vikings coach, 74% against the spread, 25-9. And the look-ahead line here was Minnie minus 3. And Minnie went and dominated on the road. And the Saints had a nice, tough coin flip road win. But now it's back-to-back for the Saints. By the way, since 2012, the Saints have been back-to-back on the road only 10 times. 2-8 straight up, the Saints. So bad spot for them there. And everyone's saying the typical talk radio take is, oh, it's revenge. It's revenge for the Minneapolis Miracle. Okay. As they said in Spinal Tap, you can't go past 10 on the amp. I think the Saints are motivated. But I think the Vikings are too, because they need this win for their playoff hopes, for their division championship hopes. So when both are motivated, that means there's no edge. I think Vikings pick the winner, best bet of the week.
That's funny. Earlier in the show, we basically made fun of that whole narrative, the whole revenge narrative.
Yeah.
So this London game, the Jaguars have been absolute garbage here for the past few weeks. They've got all kinds of issues going on, but they know how to deal with the London travel. Eagles minus 3.5. We've talked about how most of these games have been blowouts. What are your thoughts on that one?
You guys are raising the bar. Good setup there too, Fred. Let's talk about Jacksonville's advantage in London. They play there every year. It's a very unusual trip, so being familiar with it is a big advantage. Last three games in London, three covers for the Jags, net ATS margin against the spread margin, 51 points to the positive. They exceeded expectations, the Jags by 51 points. But I'm going to come over the top. Jags, the last three games, their ATS margin is minus 65. In the last 30 years, only 24 teams have had a run of three games that bad, minus 65 or worse. So it's less than once a season does any team have a three-game run as bad as Jacksonville. You could say, oh, it's random. Oh, yeah, maybe. But then when you hear talk about locker room dissension because of Blake Bortles, by the way, since the New England game, lowest QBR among all starters, four touchdowns, six interceptions, four fumbles, 13 sacks. Ugh, that sounds horrible. And think about this, and I think a lot of listeners can relate. I grew up, my dad a coal miner, mom a school teacher, one sister, grew up in the 80s. We had the Chevy Chase family truckster station wagon drive across the country. Let me tell you something. Whatever tensions there are in normal life, you get in the back of a station wagon, they get inflamed. Well, if there is dissension with the Jags, boy, it seems like this stressful, unusual trip. And even though they do it once a year, it's still a big old trip over to London. It could be an additional stressor to an already very stressed Jacksonville team. I don't want to lay 3.5, but at 3, I probably make a small bet on the Eagles.
What I did is, because I didn't, my book had minus 3 at minus 120, so I just did a money line parlay with the Eagles and the Chiefs, a team that I feel like has no chance of losing, and got almost even money on that, and that way I don't have to worry about any points. But Fred and I were talking about Philly's the second-ranked run defense. So if they keep the Jags from running, which without Leonard Fournette hasn't been much of a problem to keep the Jags from running, you're forcing Blake Bortles to make throws. And I said the higher his attempts number is, the more I like the Eagles.
And also, I know this is going to sound nonsensical, but it's true, or at least I think it is. I think the Eagles are playing as well as they have at any point during the year. Now, the reason people might balk at that is, wait a minute, they just lost. Yeah, they were up 17-0, and sometimes a game gets away from you in the fourth, and it's not a good thing, and you got to get the demerits for it if you're an Eagles fan or the team itself. But boy, oh boy, if you look at Wentz, he was 30 for 37 in that game, over 300 yards, 30 for 37. His knee looks so much better than it did his first game back. And the Eagles are healthier in many ways than they've been the whole year. So, yeah, a lot of reasons to like the Eagles.
You talked about the dissension in the Jacksonville clubhouse. I was thinking the same thing is going on in Oakland. And obviously there's all the reports coming out about Carr and who's with him and who's not. And Fred and I were discussing teams that we think have just quit on the season. And Oakland and the Giants seem to fall into that category with the moves that their ownership is making. But much like Baltimore line, I'm not loving the way the line is moving here on Indy. You know, when you're talking about a pick 'em, I think I would have liked Indy because I think Indy's got an arrow up next to them. I think we're starting to see that Andrew Luck is healthy, which is an exciting prospect for them going forward. But I don't know what's happened to make the line move 3 points because Amari Cooper is not even worth half a point in my mind, much less 3. So what's really happened here to change this line by 3 points?
You know, Fred, when you retire to your mountain of money, I might try to get AJ to Vegas. I mean, I don't know what's gotten into you, but you're like doing this. I can't do any better. I mean, you touched on it. The look ahead line here, Raiders were 1.5. Now it's Colts 3. It's a 4.5-point move. Cooper is worth a half a point at most. What it is, though, is a signal from the Raiders front office that we're not worried about winning this year. And I know in the NFL, most teams try every game, but boy, there might be 3 or 4 plays a game. You're thinking, do I dive in that pile? Well, wait a minute. We're not going to make the playoffs. And wait a minute. They just traded away Khalil Mack when he was still on his rookie deal. And, yeah, maybe one day we'll benefit from that pick. I don't even know if I'm going to be here. And I agree, but the fact it adjusted so much from, as we said, Raiders minus 1.5 to Raiders plus 3 means the market is saying that, yeah, the Raiders are questionable motivation to win or focus to win. So if you believe the Raiders are still playing super hard, then I think you got to like the Raiders here for the value. If you believe they've given up on the year, then it's probably worth looking at the Colts. So it's really one of those one-question handicaps. You answer that question, it tells you which side you have to like. What I would like to do, if you guys don't mind, let's go to that Giants game, because I think it is a similar phenomenon, but I don't think the market's adjusted in that game.
Okay.
Well, you guys set it up. I can't do everything.
Oh, well, the Giants and the Redskins, the Redskins, and by the way, this is another line where I feel like it's kind of short. I'm not looking to jump on the Redskins, but the talking about run defense, is the Redskins the number 3 ranked run defense? The Giants obviously have to run in order to be successful, and giving up the guys that they've given up defensively between Snacks Harrison and Eli Apple, not that Eli Apple's anything special, but Snacks Harrison's been one of the giving up. I'm leaning the Redskins this week.
I love saying Snacks Harrison, first of all.
I do, too. That's way cooler than Damon.
Damon's not a bad name, but I don't think I've ever heard. Have you guys ever known anyone with the nickname of Snacks?
We've got a guy here, Lance Zierlein, who works for NFL Network. His son's nickname is Snacks.
So it must only be like football players.
Maybe so.
Now, have you guys ever heard? Now, this is about food. All right, don't get dirty. Have you ever heard of a bang bang?
No.
Okay, check out my sound drop on this.
What's a bang bang?
Well, that's where we go have a whole meal at one place, and then go right to another place and have another one. Bang bang.
So Snacks would probably like that. I think this Snacks trade is really one of the most. I'm incredulous. I just don't understand it. I get Eli Apple getting traded. You know, intangible issues, team dissension. Okay, fine. But Snacks Harrison, and by many accounts, the best defensive player on the Giants, or at least he was. Now, we had Greg Cosell on our show. He said, yeah, but he's not a three-down lineman anymore. But boy, when you got to stop the run, first down, second down, all the other times, third and one, et cetera, et cetera. One of the best, if not best, Giants defenders. This year, his contract was $4 million. Next year, $7 million. If you have even your second or third best defender on the books next year for $7 mil, that's a mighty good deal. And by all accounts, there's no team problems, locker room problems for Snacks. So the idea that they would trade away one of their best, if not best, defenders for a fifth-round pick when he's on the books for 4 sticks and 7 sticks next year, I just don't get it. Do you guys have any rhyme or reason to this?
Well, like I said, I think it's basically a clean house scenario. And Fred and I talked earlier in the week. I wouldn't be surprised if this could easily be the last game that Eli Manning starts. Like, they may start transitioning out of the Eli Manning phase. And I told Fred earlier, if I were them, I would shut down Saquon Barkley, because that's the one good asset that you have. Why run him out there and get him beat up for another half a season when clearly you're not even trying to win this year?
But that's the thing. Let's just assume the worst case. Let's assume they realize now Eli has no chance to be even an average NFL quarterback anymore. Let's assume that they know they're going to have to draft a quarterback. No NFL team truly tanks. I mean, we can talk about it. It's fun talk radio fodder. But I've seen like twice in the last 10 years that the worst team and the second worst team played late in the year. And it was literally like loser gets the number one pick. And both teams played really hard. You can't play in the NFL and not play hard and not risk injury. So, yeah, you can have a couple plays here or there. Don't put your nose in that pow kind of thing. But in general, you're going to play hard. The front office can make moves that look towards the future, right? Trade Khalil Mack, et cetera. But with all this, next year, let's say you draft, you know, free agent signing, or you draft a rookie quarterback. Why wouldn't your best defender be a good asset for $7 million? Like, even if you're tearing it down, you're not going to trade every player, right? So why trade one of your best defenders on a reasonable contract?
I mean, the only reasonable explanation is they overvalue the draft picks that they're getting back in return.
No, don't say picks plural. They're getting a fifth-round pick. That's it?
Right. That's it.
How much can you value a fifth-round pick versus your best defender?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They shouldn't be, but I'm not in the Giants' shoes. I'm not on what looks to be a sinking ship.
Yeah, so to me, I can't – New York radio is going crazy. I can't believe it's not a negative. If you're the Giants and you're losing and you look over and Snack's locker is empty, I'm not happy. I mean, there might be a few more – granola bars, but I mean, I'm not happy.
A couple more games I want to hit with you. Seattle is a play that both Fred and I like quite a bit, and I think I'm going to be on Seattle +3 and the money line. I feel like Seattle's really made a turn offensively. They started out the season looking so horrific on the offensive side of the ball, and Pete Carroll sort of readdressing the run game and saying we've got to get back to running the football effectively has really made an impact. Even though they don't have great running backs, they're still emphasizing the run, and I think it's just made a massive difference for this team, for the offensive line, for everything. What's your handicap on the Seattle-Detroit game?
I think exactly the same. And look at the Seattle rush game. Last three games, 155 yards rushing, 190, 171. Detroit is the worst team in the NFL against the rush, 5.3 yards per rush they give up. Now, we'll say it one more time. Snacks Harrison going to the Lions. I don't think, though, as a run stopper, he makes a big difference in week one on the team. And to me, Seattle, I said this earlier, we were right on this one, is they lost some big names on defense, but not a lot of merit, at least in 2018. Obviously, some legacy great players. And Seattle's D's good, and I think they're off a bye. They're motivated. And let's just look at DVOA, right? An advanced metric. People respect it. And it says Detroit is, what, the 28th best team, and Seattle's the 10th best team. And Sometimes those algorithms, you don't fully understand them, but that's the point. It's beyond the eye test sometimes, and that makes me like Seattle even more. Seattle +3 will be one of our $5,000 Super Contest picks.
My favorite play, we do a contest here at work, a handicapping contest, where all the hosts turn in one college and one NFL play every week. And my pick this week is San Francisco at a pick 'em. I feel like revenge, first of all, from the game that they lost to Arizona already. I think Josh Rosen, I'm not saying that he's lost forever, but he's clearly regressing. And whether it's the injury to his toe or whatever's going on with him that's causing it, I don't know. But he doesn't look right. And I think that you're starting to see the San Francisco team gel a little bit. They've got the better coach. They may have, with Beathard, they may have a better quarterback right now. And I just think, I was looking at earlier at San Francisco's schedule. They've played Minnesota, the Rams, the Chiefs. They haven't had many, easy games. And I think if they're gonna have any kind of pride, I expect them to look at this game as a game that they've got to have if they're going to do anything. Not that they make the playoffs, but just make this season respectable.
Yeah, what would be funny? If you guys had AJ listening to my dream preview and, like, taking notes and then regurgitating back to me and laughing about it, it would not be any different than what just happened. Again, 49ers, I like it. Only the second 1-6 team to be a road favorite in 30 years. So it's a very unusual spot. A team with this record would be a road favorite. Also, 49ers without Jimmy G, last 30 games, they've won 2. But they're a road favorite? But I think it's justified. Why? Because the whole world's looking and saying, wait a minute, Arizona just won in San Francisco. Yeah, but they were +5 in turnovers. Arizona was. and San Fran had double the yardage. And if you're plus five in turnovers, you win the game 96%. So let's not give Arizona any props. Rather, let's say San Fran was bad with the turnovers, which in the long run tends to even out. So I think 49ers are the better team. They better be laying points on the road. But now that the Arizona's changed up OCs, I don't think you can put in an offense in a bye week. If you could, why in the heck do they have all the offseason stuff in the training camp and all those preseason games? So I think it's a big negative for Arizona, switching up coaches. I like the 49ers.
Last one before we let you go, and I don't know this is going to be a play for me just because it's such a big number, but I really like the Chiefs this week. I was looking at their home schedule, and their home wins are by 11, 16, and 35, and that's against the Niners, the Jags, and the Bengals. I don't think that the Broncos are any better than any of those teams. And, you know, I look at the way they did the Bengals last week, and the Broncos defensively, the way they're running right now, they've given up two 200-yard games to two different running backs this season. It just seems like defensively they don't have the bodies to slow down this Chiefs team. Is there anything that keeps you from pushing a button on -9.5?
Yeah, because I just don't lay over a touchdown. And if I had to play the game, I would lean KC. And I agree with you. Denver's not a good road team. And Denver's not good at 1 o'clock starts. They haven't won a 1 o'clock Eastern start time for over two calendar years, 0-6 straight up since. And that feels like, oh, that's arbitrary. Nah, they just remember. And it's not that long ago Peyton Manning was there. They played pretty much all night games when they played on the East Coast. And home, they would always start at 4 Eastern. So it's rare to play that, you know, two time zones playing early. KC, now in this case, they're only traveling the one time zone, but it is a body clock start 2 hours earlier. I would say this. I think, let's see how to say this. I think Kansas City, well, in fact, let me just say I lean that way and there's really nothing more to say, but let me ask you guys a quick question. If you had Kansas City or New England to win the AFC, and I said, you pick one, I'll take the other, and we'll bet which team goes further, who would you want?
Yeah, I would bet right now that Kansas City you've got shorter odds on. I think I would take New England, though, because I'm almost guaranteed that New England's going to win their division. And with the way the Chargers are playing, I don't know that you can say that about Kansas City yet.
That's an interesting point. I took KC. Fezzik took New England. Oh, by the way, before we go, if you don't mind, if you like this kind of thing, our podcast, I tweeted it out today, at RJ in Vegas. In the last month, we've had 8 shows, right? 2 a week, college and pro. We've had over 2 million listens.
Wow.
Over the last month. And I tweeted out a screenshot of the stats, right? No fudging. So, guys, if you like this kind of thing, now, I'm not sure we're as good as AJ because he's been on it. But we're pretty close. This is a good week. I think a lot of fun. We got a college edition, got a pro. They're both in my podcast feed. This will be in my Twitter feed. This will be a week to check it out.
RJ, I got to tell you, you're going to outgrow us. You're going to get too famous for us. I can feel it now.
No, I say I'm there until Fred retires, and then I'm coming down for the party. I'm hoping he's in the game another 10 years, though.
Well, I would set the over-under at 2.5. How's that?
Are you guys going to the Super Bowl this year?
I don't know. This would we didn't go last year, and we have not had the discussion yet. So,
FYI,
I'm hopeful,
we're going.
I am hopeful.
Fox is sending us down, and apparently we got some 400, you know, the whole Fox team got a 400-square-foot, like, stage is sitting above all you guys. So you'll be able to glance up at me and see me up there, and I'll wave at you if I see it.
No, you won't. You'll be like, who are those guys? What the hell? I'm Mr. Fox. I'm RJ Bell.
Big star.
If you guys are there, you're coming on the show.
All right.
Deal.
At least AJ.
All right, fine. Yeah. AJ can go on the show. I'll just do what
Thanks,
I do in this
guys.
Segment now and sit here and wave to everybody when they walk by. Yeah.
Have a good one.
All right, RJ, we'll talk to you next week. That's RJ Bell, pregame.com, great source of information. And now I'm kind of tempted to start listening to this podcast. He's now accusing me of listening.
Yeah, you might as well listen.
I might as well listen.
But see, then you're going to listen and you'll go oppo everything.
But
just to make it look like you're not a brown noser.
I've been a long time, like you know this about me, I've been a long time anti-podcast guy. I just don't listen to podcasts. But I don't know. Maybe I need to give his a shot.
I remember when you guys used to disagree on everything.
I know.
I'm a little uncomfortable with this, to be honest.
Am I getting sharper or is he getting duller is the question.
I think there's a case to be made for both. Hey, if you want to get in on any of the action that AJ and RJ agree on and that they just spent the last 30 minutes telling you about, you know where to go, MyBookie. And, guys, NFL, college football, if you miss the start of the college game tonight and you want to get in, they got in-game betting. They've got hockey. They've got CFL. They got everything I like. NBA, you bet the World Series tonight. You could have bet on Raheel not getting 13.5 today. All of that is on MyBookie. And they're going to have Game of Thrones lines and stuff like that. So whatever you're into, there's fun stuff for you to bet on. And they're safe. That's what I like best about them. It's the only website I use now because in the past I'd put money in a site. Man, there was a good chance I wouldn't get any back, even if I won. That's not what happens in my book. You win, you get paid. It's that simple. And that's the reason they're all I use now. All you have to do is go to mybookie.ag or, how about this, Google MyBookie on your mobile phone or computer. It'll pop right up. It'll be the first thing. Get your account started. And they still have it now, but not for much longer. They'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right. A dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Just use promo code radio to activate the offer. Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code radio when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz, live from Beaumont. You're looking live, folks, from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, Texas. We got about 20 minutes or so left out here, and then it's finally the weekend. I'm not going to say we're tired of being at work all week, but we're tired of being at work.
I will not lie. I am so ready for this weekend. I'm ready for not having to work. And have not had an actual day off now in I don't know how long. So I'm unplugging this weekend. And I need it. I was up half the night posting stuff to the website and dealing with that all day. And then, I love doing the show. It's fun, especially coming out here and seeing all the familiar faces and getting a chance to chat with everybody is so cool. But, I'm ready to get home and, maybe smoke a little and chill for the weekend.
It's not a bad call.
I think that's the plan.
Not a bad call. You don't have to put up Sportsman stuff since the Texans aren't playing, right?
Well, I've got like two things I have to post on Sunday, but they're not very difficult and they're not something that I'm going to rush to get done this week. So if they get up Monday morning, they get up Monday morning. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I think it's more important that I not do anything this weekend. So
there you go. Enjoy it.
If you're trolling me on Twitter this weekend, you're wasting your time. I won't even be looking.
You won't see it till Monday.
No. And by then, it'll be 100 tweets and it'll be buried. So sorry. It's funny. I don't even now, if you're somebody I know I like and you're trying to troll me, I just ignore it. And if you're somebody I don't know or you don't follow me and you're trolling me, it's just insta-block. I just don't even mess with it anymore. It's made the Twitter experience 1,000 times better.
More enjoyable.
Yeah. So you know. I mean, but we're here 3 hours a day to talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
There's no real reason at 2:30 on a Saturday afternoon that I should be engaging on Twitter for an hour with somebody over something that they're just trying to get me involved in when I don't really want to be. So, it's just like I tell people, if you don't like what you hear on the show, don't listen. If I don't like what you have to say, I don't have to engage you. It's made all the difference in the world.
Yep.
My fantasy hockey team sucks.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
You know, I don't know. My elite goalie from last year is garbage. My superstars are doing their part, but all these guys who I got that I had high upside arrows next to.
None of them.
Not a single one.
My hockey team has been actually pleasantly surprising. I'm leading again 7-2 this week. I'm 15-5 on the season.
Yeah, you're in good shape. I'm right at 500, and I'm losing this week again. I barely beat one of the worst teams in the league last week, which makes me – you know what that makes me, AJ?
The Texans.
Makes me one of the worst teams in the league.
I left a shutout on the bench last night. I texted you about it. I was pretty pissed about that.
I did bet that game.
So, but, you know, the two goalies that I had in both got me a win. They just weren't a shutout. And in our league, if you win a shutout, you basically win the week because that's like one.
Yeah, oh, that's gold.
If you get one, that's tough to top.
Yeah, but so, like, I've already used all my moves this week, which usually I try to save a couple for the end of the week. No, I used them all, and all those guys suck, and one of them just went on injured reserve today, and I can't do anything until Monday. So, I'm not used to this. I'm used to having the best regular season team every year and then losing in the playoffs.
I mean, that's, you know.
That
happens.
Yeah. Like last year.
But you're still in fifth place. You're still in good shape.
I won't be after this week. The guy I'm playing this week is 15-3-2.
Oh, well.
And I'm down 6-3. And there's a couple of areas where I might be able to. Well, there's two areas where I might be able to get points.
Okay.
But.
Just make a run, man.
But it's depressing. My basketball team's doing okay.
Well, that's good.
The auto-drafted basketball team.
I think everybody in the league auto-drafted.
Yeah, I think we all forgot about the draft. But, yeah, I was 7-2 last week, and now I'm down 4-5, but there's a whole bunch of categories I can still win. All right, 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. We've got one segment left, my friend.
All right. What am I doing here, Tyler? Ah, yes. I'm going to tell you guys about the best in grilling, Texas Star Grill Shop. I think that's one you know, I'm with you. I'm going to be lazy this weekend, but I think I am going to smoke some meat, and I'm going to do it on my grill from Texas Star Lone Star. Pits and Spits is what I got. It's one of the hottest grills on the market. Texas-style heavy-duty construction. An amazing controller, super great quality, super performance. There's been a waiting list for over a year now, and now they're finally starting to build up some inventory on these made-in-Houston grills that really are fantastic quality. You compare them to the national brands, there's no question which one you're going to take home with you. If you're looking for a gas grill, the Saber grills offer an infrared gas experience with no flare-ups, always moist and juicy meat. They just purchased a truckload of these grills, and they've got some great deals on them. And they've also got the Kamado Joe ceramics. If you're still wanting to work with charcoal, you can still do it. Or you come by and design a whole outdoor kitchen. Help spruce up your home for fall. You're looking to sell it. An outdoor kitchen adds some great value to it. And they're so great. When you walk in the store, they're going to offer you craft beer. They've got it on tap there for free. They're going to give you some of the best meat that you can get in Houston. At their cost, cheaper than you can get at HEB, Costco, any of those places. They've got it going on. You're going to get a grill that lasts, and you're going to get free delivery, free assembly, because they treat their customers right. Stop by and see them. Texas Star Grill Shop, located 2045 Southwest Freeway in Houston, or 8905 Louetta in Spring. They're in the Champions area. Or you can shop online at texasgrillshop.com.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz for one more segment. And you heard me talk about SportsMap earlier. If you get a chance, please go check it out. A lot of work went into that today from a lot of people. Mostly me.
Mostly you.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I worked my ass off on that thing. And did not sleep at all last night. So please go check out all the good stuff on there. Also, want to thank Luke's Ice House for having us out here. Always great to get over to Beaumont. I think we have one more here, and then that's it for the year. So one last chance to come hang out. And always fun, always cool to see all the Beaumont Blitzers. A lot of great people, and I really enjoy coming out here. They have until after 7 o'clock tonight. Well, actually, until 2 a.m. It's Fireball Friday. You get $4 fireballs. But that. Jump on that right now.
Yes, sir.
Not me, but you guys. And college football specials all day tomorrow. $3 Dos Equis, $12 Miller Lite buckets, $15 Coors Light buckets, 2325 Calder Avenue in Beaumont. All right. Let's wrap up the show the way we do every Friday. Let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
There's my doppelganger. Doesn't look quite. They just showed Doug Barone. Doesn't look quite the same without the visor and the sunglasses.
I thought it was Jeffrey Jones.
No, he's dead too.
He's not dead.
No, he's dead.
He's not dead.
He's either dead or in prison.
Bruce Michael Alexander was on a flight from Texas to New Mexico. He reached into the seat in front of him and made sexual contact with one of the women on the plane.
Is that the guy that played George on Seinfeld?
I was Jason.
Oh, yeah. That was a joke, but you guys both gave me the
that was
Jason.
Little
like I'm
Jason.
An idiot.
Yeah.
But yeah,
you are an idiot.
That was a
okay.
joke. God, I hate you guys.
We will be back in studio for a couple days and then on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Half my life is making radio shows with my friends.
Oh, jeez.
Except for you're here.
I do have body envy of you. I wish that my body looked exactly like yours.
You wish you looked like a girl?
Yeah, I would have my head stay the same, but my body would look like yours. I would be like a centaur.
I don't think your wife would like that.
My wife would love it. Trust me, she would love it. Yeah.
You should be as calm as anything by the time you get to talk to the media. After a big win, it gets you in the first place, and he came in like it was at halftime. Like we pulled him out of the middle of the contest.
Yeah, if you were going to be happy about a game, I think that would have
been
the one.
That's the only one all year that I would have walked into with my chin up and been like, hey.
Your butt chin?
Come on, Fred.
Her parents' place got flooded.
Oh, that's
bad.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I know, really bad. I told my parents, I said, look, now it's ski in, ski out.
I mean, now it's also safe to get a diving board.
Yeah, I told them their property value went up, right?
Yeah.
Fire pits don't really work right now, but.
Big deal.
If you had one on the second floor, you could just sit up there, fish in your living room.
Fish, yeah. Throw it on the grill.
Oh, I got a bass. Let's throw it on the grill. We're doing a pregame show for Thursday Night Football. You know who the hell's playing.
That's right.
RJ, what adjustments do you think Bill O'Brien will make to the offense this week?
I think they're going to rock and roll all the way to victory.
They're not going to get Brock and rolled?
No, Jong. Don't ruin the bit by bringing up old, sad things.
Of course, we don't know where Dr. Strange is at this point.
He's dust. He got dusted.
He's dust in the wind?
Yeah.
All we are. Is dust in the wind. But
it's like a really quiet fart.
Like that.
No, that's too loud.
Yeah, that's
there's no dust.
The pitch
there.
On that one is too high. That's not dusty at all. In fact, that one felt a little wet actually.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we said this week.
Oh, another fun week. This week has flown by though. It really has. Today dragged, not the show, but the day dragged on. Because it's kind of tough.
Yeah, it's a long drive.
Yeah, and doing all that stuff after the game last night. But, man, the shows have been flying by. And a lot of good college football this weekend. You got any additional plays for the people before we
I've already tweeted out my entire card for the weekend.
Okay. How many games do you wind up going with?
Way too many, as usual. My only one tonight, I'm on the under in the Wyoming-Colorado State game. Colorado State can't run the ball to save their life. And the only good thing about Wyoming is their pass defense. So I like the under there. Tulane, Virginia, Mizzou, Vanderbilt, Iowa, The Iowa under, Iowa State, Wisconsin, Aggie, and then the Notre Dame Navy over 53 that I love. So a very full week. But and then we talked about what we've got going in the NFL.
Yeah, I think we've – and lots of people are asking about colleges today. Usually Thursday when we have Brad Powers on, 6 o'clock, we'll go over everything. So
listen back to the podcast.
Yeah, go hit the podcast there and you'll be fine. Chinchilla Mike says Blitz is the best sports show on radio or TV.
Agreed.
You give the realest opinions on everything, even if you hate my Dolphins.
Agreed.
I don't necessarily hate your Dolphins.
I don't hate the Dolphins either. They just they suck.
They're just not good.
Yeah.
I don't
as
really.
As long as you understand that, then there's what's.
There's no. I'm trying to think if there's a team that I actually hate. I don't know if there's a team that I hate. I mean, there's fans.
Yeah,
but
fans.
But really, there's very few fan bases that aren't obnoxious. Texans fans pretty obnoxious.
I'll cheer for any team that I've got money on. How about that?
Yeah, team money is a good team.
That's my favorite team, the money team.
But I was trying to think. Like I think
like I don't like to cheer for the Cowboys. It doesn't make me feel good. But you know, if that's who I bet on, I'll do it.
Yeah, but you don't bet on them a lot because you don't want to have to.
I don't want to.
I think St. Louis Cardinal baseball fans may be the best fans I know.
Pretty good.
I mean, I can't think of too many Cardinals fans that I just hate.
Yeah.
They're not really obnoxious. They win, but they're not. I mean, I'm sure Cubs fan hates
them.
There's
probably some bad ones in there, though.
There's bad ones in every fan base.
The key is to find small fan bases. Be like, you know who's really good? Kansas City Royals fans.
All 15 of them are awesome.
Yeah, you know who's great? It's Atlanta Hawk fan. Are they? I don't know. Do they have
fans? No one would ever know.
No.
I could pretty much assume that if it's Atlanta, then they don't care. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job back in studio today.
Big Columbus Scott. Blue Jackets fan guy.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. They're really good, eh? Want to thank Tyler Scott for filling in, AJ Hoffman for doing a great job. I was okay today. We'll be back in studio on Monday. Thank you, Beaumont, so much. You guys are awesome. Till next time, stay sportsy, bitches.
Thursday, Thursday, today.